Learn from discipline as a lesson, not punishment. Think about the last time you disciplined your child for bad behavior. Maybe you lectured, yelled, or gave them a timeout? However, it's important to consider the real impact of these actions. Traditional discipline often relies on punishment and fear rather than nurturing a child's growth. Consider timeouts, a common strategy even among caring parents, who hope their child will think about their mistakes. But often, children just end up feeling resentful towards their parents, which can make things worse. Spanking is a common discipline method, but it often backfires. When children are spanked, they become more afraid of their parents than aware of their own actions. This makes spanking an ineffective form of punishment. Discipline for children. Timeouts and spanking are common responses to child misbehavior, but they can create fear and resentment instead of resolving the issue. What if we view discipline as a chance to teach valuable lessons? For this to work, discipline must focus on teaching rather than punishing, using intentional and flexible methods. Discipline should be proactive, not reactive. This is the essence of no-drama discipline. The immediate goal is to get your child to cooperate with you, but the ultimate aim is to help them improve their behavior and relationship skills. To achieve this, we must first connect with our child and then guide them towards better behavior. This process is known as connect and redirect. View misbehavior as a chance to develop, shaping the brain's adaptability. Have you ever felt incredibly angry when you were really tired? It's tough to stay calm, and sometimes the anger wins. Children experience this too, because the part of their brain responsible for controlling emotions isn't fully developed yet. This brain area, which also manages behavior and social skills, continues to develop as they grow. From birth, the basic parts of the brain that handle functions like breathing and digestion are already well developed, known as the downstairs brain. Meanwhile, the upstairs brain, which includes the cerebral cortex responsible for managing our emotions and empathy, is still maturing. The power of neuroplasticity in parenting. Our brains can change based on our experiences, a capability known as neuroplasticity. This means we can shape our brain's higher functions. Therefore, misbehavior should be seen as a chance for growth, not just a reason for punishment. Take the story of Liz and her family as an example. One morning, as they were leaving the house, her daughter Nina began screaming, wanting her mom to drive her to school instead of her dad. Rather than yelling back, which would upset Nina even more, Liz chose to calm her by giving her a hug, engaging her more rational upstairs brain. Nina remains uncooperative, so her mother, Liz, calmly but firmly tells her she understands her upset feelings but can't take her to school today. Liz gives Nina a choice, either get into the car on her own or have her dad help her. Although her dad ends up carrying Nina to the car, giving her a choice helps diffuse the situation and encourages Nina to think about her actions. When children misbehave, connecting with them fosters receptiveness and brain integration. Effective discipline rests on a loving relationship between you and your child. To foster this, you need to help your children shift from being reactive to being receptive. When children act out or have a meltdown, they're reacting impulsively. This is their instinctive response taking over. Ignoring their feelings when they're upset can make them feel misunderstood and worsen the situation. To help your child become more open and cooperative, it's important to connect with them by offering comfort. This engages their basic emotional brain and aids in cooperation. Keep in mind, it might take a bit of time, sometimes even until the next day, for them to be ready to learn. Connecting with your child does more than just calm them temporarily, it helps integrate their brain. Brain integration involves using different brain parts together, which enhances abilities like adapting calmly to situations. This is a crucial skill for your child's development. Effective discipline through connection. Consider Michael and his 5-year-old son Matthias. When Matthias thought his brother was excluding him, he angrily threw a box of Lego. To discipline him, Michael first tried to calm Matthias by holding him for a minute. While crying, Matthias admitted to knocking over the Lego. By using a caring physical gesture, Michael engaged Matthias's emotions, making him more open to guidance. This kind of discipline helps build healthy relationships and emotional habits over time. Connect with your child, comfort, validate, listen for effective communication. Connecting with your children during tough times is crucial. It involves listening and supporting them when they face difficulties. You can strengthen your bond by offering validation and comfort. Nonverbal gestures like nodding or hugging effectively communicate comfort. Verbal validation is also important, and you can do this by acknowledging the emotions your child is feeling. A listener of the author's radio show received a worried call from her 19-year-old daughter. The daughter was stressed about money, an upcoming exam, and pain from physical therapy. The mother's first reaction was to dismiss her daughter's complaints, but she remembered the author's advice on connection. Instead, she validated her daughter's feelings by saying she was sorry for her tough time and offering a hug. Listening is key to connecting. To show you're truly listening, reflect on what your child is experiencing. Handle sibling conflicts with empathy. Imagine your 6-year-old daughter screaming that she hates her brother because he teases her all the time, then running to you in tears. Listen to her feelings without blaming her for being angry, since you wouldn't like being teased either. Remind her that you saw them having fun together earlier, showing you know she cares about him. The key is to validate her feelings while not confirming that she truly despises her brother. Flexibly assess, pursue why, and explore how for effective decisions. A key part of no-drama discipline is having flexible responses. This means adjusting your reaction based on your child's temperament, age, and development. To do this effectively, you must also be aware of your own mental state. If your preteen daughter brings home a bad math score, and you have another child struggling in the same subject, you might feel like saying, "Here we go again," and lecture her about college admissions. Instead, take a moment to check in with yourself so you can address the issue calmly and logically. Point out factors that led to her poor score, like absences due to illness, and offer to help her catch up on the material she missed. Understand the reason behind misbehavior. Finding out why your child is misbehaving can help you respond more effectively. For example, if your son's teacher tells you he's shouting rude things during reading time, your first reaction might be to scold him. Instead, try talking to him. You might discover he's trying to make the other kids laugh. Knowing this, you can address his behavior in a way that meets his emotional needs. Another way to maintain flexibility in your responses is by paying attention to how you react. Imagine your child refuses to go to bed. Saying, "If you don't get into bed, I won't read you any stories," is one option, but it's less effective than, "If you don't get into bed soon, we won't have time for reading." This positive phrasing makes your child more likely to cooperate and reduces the chance of the situation escalating. Remember, how you discipline your children impacts your relationship with them and teaches them how to interact with others. Use MindSight to guide your child toward positive behavior. To guide your child toward a positive emotional and relational life, teach them MindSight. MindSight uses insight and empathy to solve problems. You can help your kids develop this by disciplining them with empathy and constructive conversations. For example, if your daughter gets upset because her doll is taken away, you could ask, "It looked like you were mad when she took the doll. Is that true?" This helps her express her feelings and deepens her self-understanding. Encourage empathy and responsibility. You can also ask empathy-focused questions. This approach is more effective than punishing or lecturing. Instead of yelling at your child for upsetting someone, point out the other child's tears and ask your child to imagine how they feel. Another way to practice MindSight is by having the child fix the situation. Take the example of 12-year-old Neela and her parents, Steve and Bela. After much pleading, Steve and Bela let Neela get a cell phone, but she must use it responsibly. One night, Bela finds Neela on her phone after bedtime. Instead of fighting, Bela calmly asks Neela to hand over the phone because it's time to sleep. Neela disobeyed the rules for the second time, so her parents needed to discipline her. Instead of taking away her phone, they helped her come up with a solution. Neela decided to leave her phone in another room at bedtime. This shows that there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. By helping your kids understand their misbehavior and teaching them how to correct it, they will gradually misbehave less over time. Focus on positives when correcting misbehavior. Avoid lecturing. Sometimes, you have to say no to your child. While every child and situation is unique, general strategies can help make these moments easier. The key is to focus on the positive and, when possible, give a conditional yes instead of a direct no. This approach can help redirect your child towards good behavior and make the situation more comfortable for both of you. When your child wants to stay longer at grandma's house but it's time to leave, you can say, "Sure, you can stay longer next time. Right now, it's time to go. How about we ask grandma if we can visit again this weekend?" This shows understanding of your child's feelings while helping them cope with not getting exactly what they want. Positive communication with your child. When your child whines for something, encourage them to ask again using their big boy voice to promote productive communication instead of simply saying, "Stop whining." This approach teaches your child effective communication skills. Another key tip for redirection is to avoid lengthy lectures. Keep your words minimal and let your child lead the conversation. If you notice your son has been gaming excessively lately, point it out and mention how it might affect other things like homework. Then, ask him if he has any ideas to improve the situation. Instead of lecturing him, let him do most of the talking. Redirect him briefly and give him space to reflect on his actions. This approach helps him think about his behavior and reduces the chances of it happening again. The way you discipline your child shapes your relationship with them. When you establish mutual respect, you help them understand how their actions affect others, both now and in the future. Key points 1. Discipline should focus on teaching rather than punishment to foster children's growth. 2. Effective discipline connects emotionally with children to guide their behavior positively. 3. Understanding brain development helps in applying appropriate discipline strategies. 4. Flexible responses tailored to children's age and temperament enhance disciplinary effectiveness. 5. Mindsight, using empathy and insight, helps in guiding children towards positive behaviors. 6. Encouraging empathy and responsibility supports long-term behavioral improvement. 7. Positive communication and minimal lecturing aid in correcting misbehavior constructively.